48, where you will inform us, as I said, about the support for implementation of the protocol that is provided by the National Policy Dialogue. When you are ready.
Mr. Chair, thanks a lot. Distinguished delegates, colleagues, I will try to be brief because the background, the national policy dialogues, the process has been presented almost at every meeting. It's basically policy advice that we provide to the countries concentrating on integrated water resource management, and of course there is very direct link to the core of the protocol work. We do that policy advice in the region already for 10 years or more. And when it comes to the protocol activities, then there are two types of assistance or help that we can and we do provide through the national policy dialogues. It's support to target setting and ratifications. And the other one, and not less important, is the platform that we can provide for discussion between different ministries, reporting, getting feedback at the national level. Now, very briefly, when we look at the last year, basically since the meeting of the parties, just few quick points, country by country, where we have been glad to offer our assistance to the Secretariat through the national policy dialogues. In Armenia, we had two linked processes, the self-assessment, which was already discussed today, and then the Water and Sanitation Action Plan for 2018-20. And we will have, in a few weeks, next working meeting in Yerevan, where we'll discuss where the country stands with the targets that were drafted and the ratification process. And of course, we will continue those activities in Armenia. In Azerbaijan, we helped to draft national targets, and we reached agreement how we will continue to help in capacity building and implementation in the coming years under the EU Water Initiative Plus project. That's another four-year phase of our EU-funded activities in the neighborhood region. And of course, Azerbaijan is one part of that work. In Belarus, again, we've been discussing our plans under this EU Water Initiative Plus projects, and I'm very happy that Belarus decided to include protocol work as one of the priorities under this work, and we are very, very happy to continue working with you. Georgia, again, as part of the same project, we have helped to draft national targets. And for the future, perhaps next step would be designing a roadmap for ratification of the protocol. In Kyrgyzstan, there is ongoing project which is supported by Finland. Again, we have revised the targets. We have discussed that these new revised targets at the meetings between different stakeholders at national level, which is very interesting, I think, in the Kyrgyz case, is that decision was made by Kyrgyz colleagues to include protocol targets into national sustainable development strategy. So it's not standalone document, but it's inside the document, which has much higher level in the hierarchy, so to say. A very interesting approach. In Moldova, again, the country which has achieved a lot when it comes to the protocol, again, within the new EUV Plus project, we will help the country in implementation of certain selected targets. In Tajikistan, again, financed through Finland, we're currently helping country to revise national targets. There are discussions again at national level with different stakeholders. And something which is not fully clear is how to formally adopt those revised targets. In Ukraine, similar situations. There are targets which were done already several years ago, and we just started a new process with drafting of the new baseline analysis, which is coordinated by NGO MAMA 86. Very professional work ongoing. We will have meeting in 2 weeks to discuss first results. So a lot of work still ahead. I'm showing Kazakhstan on a separate slide because there we have, I would say, the biggest project in the region at the moment when it comes to the link between national policy dialogues and protocol work as a project financed by EU delegation in Astana, which we do together with UNDP. And there are many other activities, but protocol is one part of that that big project. Good news, of course, there is a political decision and commitment that Kazakhstan took that they want to ratify, which they announced also at the last MOP a year ago. We helped to prepare the entire package for the technical ratification, so to say, for the ministries and parliament to discuss. National targets have been drafted through a elaborate participatory process. Now, something which has held us back a bit is different reforms in the health sector, with health being, or health issues being transferred from one ministry to another and back. We hope that is now sort of settled and finalized, and we can really move ahead with the ratification and with adoption of the targets. And last slide, just briefly. What kind of support we have been able to raise to the Secretariat from the side of the national policy dialogues is roughly $250,000 a year on top of the budget of the Secretariat from the UNEC side, which we hope we see makes quite some difference, because we can join our forces to achieve the same common good. Thanks a lot, Mr. Chairman.